October 19th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. I once heard John MacArthur talk about heroes. He said many people will name their dad, their coach, teacher, or pastor as one of their heroes. Now, there are certainly some men who fall into those categories who have had a great influence on me, he said, and I really look up to them. But if you want to know who my hero is, it's the Apostle Paul. I've got to agree with John MacArthur there. The Apostle Paul was amazing. He had a love for the gospel of Jesus Christ that is truly unparalleled. In this passage today, we see a glimpse into his supreme passion for the advancement of the gospel. Listen to him here in chapter 1 of Philippians, starting at verse 12. The Word of God says, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. All right, first of all, we've got to see, of course, this is the Apostle Paul writing this to the church of Philippi, and he's in prison right here. He's in prison. So when he says what has happened to me, he's talking about being thrown in prison. And it's interesting because he says that that was the very thing that served to advance the gospel. And he goes on. Verse 13, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. All right, so he's saying everybody's kind of catching the drift that I'm being imprisoned not because I've done something wrong, but because I love Christ and I'm after Christ and I'm preaching Christ. All right. And then verse 14, he says, and most of the brothers, so the other believers here, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. All right. Paul's saying that because he is in prison, there are other believers who are being gripped with boldness and they're preaching it without fear. They are preaching Christ without fear. So he tells them that the gospel is not advancing in spite of him being in prison, but because of it. Now, Paul's vision is bigger than safety. It's bigger than security, and it's bigger than living your best life now. All right, you want to talk about enlarging your vision? Paul's got a word for us. He shows us with his life that there is a higher mission than the fleeting pleasures of living a nice life. And it's the advancement of the gospel. Now, here's what most would think. Most would think this. I'm in prison. This is not good. I'm mad. Here's what Paul thinks. I'm in prison, but this is good because the gospel goes forth. And so therefore, I'm happy. What is being exposed here is not simply a need for an attitude adjustment when the going gets tough, but instead, getting our eyes set on one thing, that's Christ, and in seeing Him, we begin to savor Him. And in savoring Him, God begins to stir our hearts with a white, hot passion for His name to be magnified. So that is our desire above all else. All right, so suddenly we begin to see all of life as a mission field. And suddenly we begin to see every circumstance as an opportunity to leverage for the advancement of the gospel. All right, when this happens, ladies and gentlemen, when our hearts are set on the gospel like this, we suddenly begin to understand what Paul means in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18 when he says, rejoice always and give thanks in all circumstances. Why? Well, it's because every minute detail in the entire span of our lives can be used as a springboard to make Christ look great, which is the very thing we want more than anything else when our hearts are set on the gospel. We need this kind of vision in the church. We need this kind of resolve. May the things of this world continue to grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And in so doing, may we make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden. And I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.
Strength and righteousness, my Jesus name.